Welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6 brought to you by Sports Authority. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. Vikings Entertainment Network just got back from the Combine, and we have tons of questions from you. Let's get to six of them. The first one comes from Richard in Perth, Australia. Is the Combine overrated and something that's more for the fans than it is for the teams? I think the National Football League Scouting Combine is for teams and the fans. The spectacle of the event, the fact that the NFL Network televises it, the fact that they show you the 40-yard dash and tell you what a guy ran, they show you the bench press and tell you how many reps he put up, that's for the fans. But the behind-the-scenes action, the medical evaluations that all the teams do, and all the information they share, and the interview process, that's for the teams, and that's a valuable part of the Combine, too. The Combine is a great event for teams and fans. It's the goose that laid the golden egg. Our next question comes from Ian in Virginia. Do you think that the Vikings are giving big consideration toward wide receiver Cordarrelle Patterson? Yes, I think the Vikings and all 32 teams are going to give Patterson a look after his performance in the Combine. He and West Virginia's Tavon Austin were very impressive, and teams looking for wide receivers are going to give both of those guys a look. Our next question comes from my hometown. Ryan from Waseca, Minnesota asks, will the Vikings strive to go for Geno Smith in the draft? That's an interesting question. It's pretty rare when the top quarterback in the draft class is available at number 23. But if he is, the Vikings have three options. One, they can take him and have him compete with Christian Ponder, but we already have a young developing quarterback in Ponder. They could pass on Geno Smith and take another player at a different position. Or they could trade. There might be a team later in the first round or early in the second round that's looking for a quarterback that would be willing to trade up with the intention to take Geno Smith. If that happens, it'll be an interesting decision for Vikings GM Rick Spielman. Our next question comes from Twitter. At 4949Tom asks, do you think the Vikings have interest in defensive back Tyrann Mathieu? He was outstanding at the Combine. I'm not sure how the Vikings feel about the Honey Badger. He was a great player in college, but it's been a year since he's played at a high level. The Combine was a big week for him because there were a lot of questions off the field around Tyrann. He got to meet with a lot of NFL teams. It'll be interesting to see how he did in that interview process because that's going to set the stage for his future in the NFL. Our next question comes from Thomas in Boulder, Colorado. Any player you didn't like much before the Combine, but now you like a lot because of how he performed? Yeah, there are plenty of those types of players, but I'll give you three of them. The first one is Washington cornerback Desmond Trufant. He has two brothers already in the NFL, so you know he's got the bloodlines. He played well at the Senior Bowl, and I watched him when I was down in Mobile, Alabama, and he had a really good Combine. He performed well in all the tests. He's a guy I like a lot. The second player is a defensive lineman from SMU. His name is Margus Hunt. He was also at the Senior Bowl, and he played well. Get a load of this. He's 6'8", 277, but he had 38 reps in the bench press, ran a 4.6 40-yard dash, and has a 38-inch vertical. That is outstanding athleticism for a man of his size. He is going to beef up some team's defensive line. And third, Tennessee wide receiver Justin Hunter. We talked about Cordarrelle Patterson, the other Tennessee wide receiver, earlier in the pick six. Justin Hunter might be another first-round prospect at wide receiver in this draft. He ran a 4.44 in the 40-yard dash. I think that's going to lead teams to believe he has the elite speed needed to be a vertical threat on the outside. Our last question also comes from Twitter, at DW Woolforth asks, the Combine just concluded and the draft is a ways away, but any better idea what we do with the 23rd pick? No, we really don't have a better idea. But NFL teams might have a little better idea what they're going to do because the NFL Combine is a huge piece to the puzzle. For us, it feels like the beginning of the pre-draft process. But for teams, this really puts a bow on their pre-draft process. All they have left now is the pro days and their final preparation meetings before the draft. One thing to keep in mind, though, we haven't had free agency yet. We're going to have free agency before the draft happens. So teams are going to fill some needs during the free agency period. That might lead us to draw conclusions about what they're going to do in the draft. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but we're going to be back next week for another edition of the Pick 6. So don't forget, send your questions in to us. The email address is at the bottom of the screen, and maybe we'll use your question next week.